currently on the market, there's devices to measure impacts, how hard somebody was hit during an athletic event. And those devices, Reebok has a device, X2 Biosystems has a device. And they're basically accelerometers that tell you, you know, what your head did when it impacted another person's head. It doesn't tell you if you have neurological damage. So what we've done is, to follow on with that, we built another device called NeuroTriage for measuring neurological injury.
And how does this NeuroTriage device work with the accelerometer?
So the athletes wear the accelerometer on their head, and it's attached with double-sided tape. When they take an impact to the head, they come to the sideline, and the trainer swipes their hand over it with a magnet. The magnet activates a switch to report whether there was an impact above threshold or below threshold. If it was below threshold, it blinks green. If it was above threshold, it's red. If it blinks red, then the trainer will take this headset, this NeuroTriage system, put it on the player, and it'll run a three-minute test. From those tests, they'll compare to the pre-game test and say, yeah, you're impaired. You need to sit out of the game right now, and we'll test you in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever the protocol is going to be.
So how does the device actually work? You say there must be some sort of baseline test so that you can gauge that change.
Right. So what it is, it's a little headset that you wear like a hat, like a visor, and it does a series of tests. It plays a series of stimuli to the visual system. And what we do is we monitor the eyes to these different stimuli, and we can track them, and we can actually quantify how fast the eyes move, how the pupils dilate, things like that. And that's actually what the doctors are doing at the same time. They're just not quantifying it. So we're able to say, hey, your pupils dilated this fast, and whether it's able to move to a target or it overcorrects or undercorrects so it doesn't get to the target or goes past the target. And hopefully those markers, what we'll call them biomarkers or physiological markers, will allow us to predict chronic neurological outcome. And that's what the research is designed to do, to see this change in this biomarker results in this kind of injury.
Who is considering using this device and testing it?
So right now we're talking to Randy Carden at the University of Iowa. This year we're trying to get them to do our device, our accelerometer, as well as the heads-up display. And we'd really like to instrument 4 or 5 teams locally in Dallas to try to see if we can measure these effects and predict impacts that are going to cause injury.
Until devices like the ones you're working on are more widely available and proven to be effective, what is your advice for parents who have kids playing sports?
Caution. You only have one brain. You know, I teach neuroscience courses at the university. Your brain is who you are. Everything you are, everything you remember, everything you do is contained in your brain. And your brain, when it's injured, it does things that you can't predict. Chronic pain, phantom limb pain, tinnitus, there's a bunch of things that can happen following a brain injury. If your kid can't play football for a week, that's okay. You know, he's got the rest of his life to play sports and do other things. And I'm telling you, it's more important that you protect your child than put them back in there not knowing. And that's really what we're trying to do with our system. We're trying to provide quantitative data to allow people to make informed decisions about their healthcare choices.
That's Dr. Robert Reniker. He's director of the Texas Biomedical Device Center at the University of Texas, Dallas. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.